way here. Let's go to item number 9, which is PIR 2020-4017, SI 2020-1236, final sign-off EPC site plan. This is for the City of Albuquerque Police Department at 800 Louisiana Boulevard Southeast. And can you please identify if you're the applicant representing this one?
Jackie Fishman.
Ms. Fishman.
I'm the agent.
Thank you. Ms. Fishman, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you. Do you want to go ahead and present your project and then I'll add in anyone who also wants to present?
Sure, and Dave Obey from Design Group is on the call as well. As you mentioned, Madam Chair, this is a final sign-off of an EPC-approved site plan for the Phil Chacon Memorial Substation Southeast Area Command. It's a really important project for the City of Albuquerque, both for the Police Department and DMD. It is a redevelopment of an existing substation on Louisiana and Catherine. Our project is taking place within two project phases. Phase one is to the east of the existing building, and you can see by our site plan, it's shaded in a gray color. That's phase one. It's about 8,100 square feet. And then phase two will be a replacement of the existing building, which faces Louisiana to the west. Again, we have gone through EPC. This took a little bit of doing because part of the property is APS property. And we do have a longstanding agreement between the City of Albuquerque and APS for the use of their property for part of the site. And that agreement was updated with the help of City Real Property. And that was in our submittal packet for the project. So we're excited to be here today for final sign off. And I think that gives you a pretty good overview of where we're at with this.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else who wants to give a comment on the applicant team? At this point, okay. Let's go to the public and see if there's anyone in our Zoom room from the public that wishes to speak on item number 9 at Louisiana Boulevard. All right. Ms. Gould, did you see anyone?
This is Maggie Gould. Let me, I didn't scroll through here. I do not see anybody.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to board comments. Water Authority.
Hello, Jackie. This is Chris Cannon with the Water Authority. There's an availability statement 201014 has been issued and provides the conditions for service. And I wanted to ask you if your project intends to have irrigation meters installed for your development.
Yes, this is Jackie Fishman, Consensus Planning. Chris, we have an existing irrigation system that will be tying into, so we are not installing a new irrigation meter for this project.
Utilizing existing?
Yes.
This exactly. Is Christiana with the Water Authority. Okay, yeah, because our expansion ordinance requires connection for newly developed properties within 200 feet and an existing potable line to connect. But if you're utilizing existing, then I guess that makes sense. Thank you.
Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. Code enforcement reviewed this project for compliance with the IDO and has no objections at this time.
Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. We have no objection.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading drainage plan with engineer stamp date of October 20th, 2020. We have no objection.
Transportation.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Per the city engineer, paper easements are required prior to certificate of occupancy for the required sidewalk easement on Louisiana and easement widening on Catherine to incorporate a 4-foot sidewalk. It's pretty standard for us to ask for a sidewalk to be placed onto an infrastructure list where one is needed on Catherine. Other than that, most of my comments are minor. I just wanted to make sure some of the dimensioning was in for the van accessible aisles. Knox box needs to be called out for each of the vehicular gate locations. I just wanted to clarify curb ramp details as well. On this, that was part of my comments, call out length of motorcycle spaces, put in truncated domes for southeast corner of Catherine and Louisiana. And I just wanted to clarify on those parking spaces on the west side of the visitor's parking area, whether those were meant to be compact or to include overhang as part of a standard space. It just needs to be defined either way. And I just wasn't sure if it was meant to have curb along the handicap spaces, or that was meant to be zero curb in that area. I just wanted that clarified. I wasn't sure what was going on in that area on the west side of the building.
Okay.
So that concludes my comments.
Madam Chair and Ms. Wolfenberger, I'm sure Dave will weigh in, but a couple things to note. We do have the Knox boxes called out on the site plan, and those are, I believe, keynote 24. I can't read my own screen. 24 and 27, I believe, but they're in the same locations that they've always been in. One is at the front of the building, and the other one is at the gate that's to the east. So they're both called out. That was a condition of approval from EPC, and we did meet that condition.
Okay, yeah, this is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Yeah, I did see them called out in some locations. I suppose I was looking for it at note number 17 and didn't see it.
Okay.
This is David Obey.
Mr. Obey, I'm happy to have you here. Please introduce yourself.
My name is David Obey, civil engineer with the design group, 120 Vassar Southeast.
Do you swear for him to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Proceed.
So just to address the Knox box issues, we have vetted our Fire One plan through the fire marshal's office. Basically, by having a Knox box at the front door of the building, they felt that was sufficient and not needed at each gate. Because the back gate was so far away, it makes sense to have another one at that location, because there's also a personnel gate allowing the responders to rush in quickly as the main gate is opened. So, and one of the other comments that I'd like to address was the sidewalk on an infrastructure list. Because this is a City of Albuquerque project, not sure if that benefits the project very much. It also needs to be constructed in two different phases, because currently the existing building, which will be replaced in phase two, has a bump out that comes within 2 feet of the back of the curb along Catherine. Goes basically right up to the property line or real close to it. So it's not an option for us to construct that sidewalk now. And again, because it's a city project, could it possibly just be covered on the site plan for building permit, as opposed to an infrastructure list and going through the work order process just for a sidewalk, and then possibly adding in an irrigation meter, which sounds like just went away for the water authority. I mean, we could show the other utility connections, but I think those are standard service connections, and those would be covered under a mini work order anyway. So basically it comes down to only the sidewalk being on the infrastructure list and generating a completely separate set of plans and inspection requirements for that.
Hello, this is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. So the purpose of just having this sidewalk on the infrastructure list without any other infrastructure requirements is just to have it established. In this particular case, we would not require a work order. We would just ask for it to be financially guaranteed. I realize this is a city project. The city engineer has required an infrastructure list on for sidewalk, whether it's private or city. The difference for the city being that the person who would be in charge of the project manager from the city, would put a note that they'll be financially responsible for building the sidewalk.
Okay, that sounds like an extra step to me. Again, this is David Obey with the design group. It seems like that could be just covered by Department of Municipal Development on the project as we move forward. But again, we're trying to get the site plan approved because the city is eager to get this one out for bid. The goal was to attempt to get it out and get proposals back by the end of the year so they can break ground early next spring or right in January. So anything we can do to keep that on track would be great. Maybe that sidewalk, I guess it can be a condition of CO because it's broken up into two different phases. So just seeing if there's any flexibility in that need to put it on an infrastructure list and have the city put up a financial guarantee for their own project.
So when are you expecting to put the building permit in?
The building permit has already been in. It's awaiting site plan approval to be released. I think it's pretty much done except for site plan approval through DRB to be released and be able to have the city put it out to bid.
I believe that in cases like this, where it is the city building it, and we do have a building permit in process, I could just make it as part of the record that they'll be financially responsible for the sidewalk.
It's David Obey, I really appreciate that.
Ms. Wolfenberger, what do we need to do today with regard to the paper easements? Was that just a statement you made? Is that a condition of any kind? Or help me know what you need for that on this action.
Madam Chair, I believe the applicant had met with the city engineer separately. Is that correct, Dave or Jackie?
Yes, that's correct. This is Jackie.
To go ahead and put paper easements in prior to a certificate of occupancy, just to help move this project forward. And the paper easements would be for the sidewalk along Louisiana as well as along Catherine.
All right. And my question is, does it need to be noted in any way in our action today on the site plan sign off?
I think we could note it as a condition. That might be appropriate.
Okay. Would you be able to propose that condition for me?
I can accept, based on the condition, that we would have the sidewalk easements in place prior to certificate of occupancy for Louisiana and Catherine along the entire site.
Okay. Now that's giving me pause because normally our conditions need to relate to what DRB is doing and not what a body after us would do. Ms. Gould, can you help me think of a good way of doing this?
This is Maggie Gould. So, Madam Chair, I think this is a discussion we've had before where
right.
It's going to be transportation, or, I mean, plan check, our plan checkers will be doing the final certificate of occupancy. So that condition, I think, can get held
over. Let's make it a finding.
Okay.
This is Chair Wolfley. I think that's what we did before. We've made it a finding because we can't place a condition that DRB doesn't handle. Somehow I've lost our Zoom room.
We can still see you.
Oh, you can still see me. Okay. Maybe it was just with the share screen thing. Okay. So Ms. Wolfenberger, with what you just stated, are you okay if that is a finding that would be on the notice of decision to help keep track of it that way?
Yes. Okay. This is Jean Wolfenberger with transportation. We can make it a finding in this case.
And that's for Louisiana and Catherine. Hopefully someone can write faster than I just did. Okay. There will be no infrastructure list from anyone on this application, correct? Well, just if you're a DRB member that was wanting an infrastructure on the list on this application, would you speak up now? Okay, I think that everyone resolved that for now. Okay. I will ask each board. Go ahead. Did I miss somebody? Oh, I missed planning. I'm sorry. Planning comments, please.
This is Maggie Gold. So planning has no objection to this request. I did speak with Sergio Lozoya, who was the EPC planner. He met with the applicant, and all conditions of the EPC have been met. He was satisfied with the way those conditions are met, and we do have a memo in the file to that effect.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Gould. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the final sign-off EPC site plan. If you're accepting, we don't take delegation on this. Okay, that's it. Just vote to approve or deny. Am I missing anything, Mr. Rodenbeck?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I believe the site plan, site plan does have the solid waste signature. I'll make sure. Yes, it does. So, no, we're good.
Okay. All right, so vote to approve or deny the application, and then it would include the finding that Ms. Wolfenberger earlier stated. So let's go to...
Madam Chair?
Yes.
This is Jean Wolfenberger. There was a number of other comments that I still had that I wanted to address prior to my signature, but I can take delegation on those.
Okay. Thank you for reminding me about that. Sometimes there's so many cases I lose my way. All right. And those are ones, have you already had a chance to talk about those this morning?
Yes, I brought each of those up this morning.
Okay. All right. Keeping everyone's curb ramps tracked. All right. So I'll ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application. And if you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation and the time needed. Let's start with Water Authority.
Kristen, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
This is Jean Wolfenberger. I approve the delegation to clarify the 16-foot parking spaces, whether these are compact or standard with overhang, to show dimensions of the van accessible aisles and motorcycle spaces, put in truncated domes for the southeast corner of Catherine, Louisiana, wheelchair ramp, and let's see, we already covered Knox Box. And I also wanted the clarification on the curb ramps for key notes 11 and 12. Just have the correct curb ramp details called out. And then I just wanted to clarify whether or not there's curb along the east side of the visitors parking area. I was confused about whether or not curb ramps were needed there or not. And also, we have a finding that per the city engineer, paper easements are required prior to certificate of occupancy for a required sidewalk easement on Louisiana, as well as for Catherine, to incorporate the required 4-foot wide sidewalk. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Wolfenberger. And this is Chair Wolfley, and planning approves with delegation for final sign off. There is a consensus vote to approve item 9, PR 2020-4017, SI 2020-1236, final sign-off of an EPC site plan. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM, with delegation to transportation and planning for 8 weeks to address the issues just stated.
Right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Fishman. All right. We've reached the 2-hour mark, and we kind of need to give a break and reset. We would be picking up with item number 10, and I wanted to announce that I will be recusing myself on item number 10. So should we be taking a break, then who's my alternate will chair that case. And so my first question is there a motion to take a recess until 11:15?
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. I motion to take a recess until 11:15.
Madam Chair, can we please take a recess to 11:20?
Yes. Ms. Wolfenberger, is 11:20 okay with you?
That sounds wonderful.
All right. The motion is amended. I need a second.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. A second.
Okay. Please vote. This is to recess until 11:20.
Chris Piano, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. So the DRB is recessed until 11:20, and we'll come back sharply at that time. On time, I should say, and we will begin with item number 10 with Ms. Gould as the chair. Okay, thank you everyone. Please turn off your cameras and your mics so you can have your recess in private. Thank you.